That wasn't part of the drasha this morning. Right? That had nothing to do with it. I think the topic is Smichas Gula L'Tfilah. There's a Gemara in Brachas, the beginning of Brachas, that says, Ezeu ben olam haba, hasoymech gula l'tfilah in tfilas arvis. Whoever is matmich gula l'tfilah in arvis. The Gemara learns that if it's true in arvis, which is the Rishus, certainly by Shachris, which is the Chod. So matmich gula l'tfilah, says the Gemara, Ezeu ben olam haba, is if you don't interrupt between Gal Yisrael and Shemoneh Yisrael. So the stipler has a chakira, and he asks like this. He says he doesn't know. Is this a din in tefillah, or is it a din in geula? In other words, is it necessary for geula to have a tefillah which follows afterwards, or is it a maila in tefillah that is preceded by geula? That's the way he asks. Rabbeinu Yonah on the spot answers and says, it's, but he doesn't answer the stipler, obviously, but what he says is, with him, you can answer with the stipler's chakira, you can say simply that it's both. Says Rabbeinu Yonah that smichas geula l'tfilah is necessary for tfilah and it's necessary for geula. And he explains like this. He says that if we want the geula to take place, then it has to be followed by tefillah. Why? He says like this, because our original geula, the geula from Mitzrayim, was so that Klal Yisrael should become Avdei Hashem. That was the whole purpose of the geulas Mitzrayim. That's why we were taken out of Mitzrayim, so that we should become Avdei Hashem. Now, tefillah, we know, is Avodah Shebelev. So if we're serious about geula, you want the geula to come? Then you have to know that Gula means you're going to be an Eved Hashem. How do I demonstrate I'm sincerely interested in Gula? By davening. Because davening is Avodah Shebelev, I'm an Eved Hashem. That's one level. The other side, says Rabbeinu Yonah, is that it's a Maila in Tfilah. That Tfilah should be preceded by Gula. Why? Because we know that just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed us l'mala min hateva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed us outside of nature in Yitzias Mitzrayim, that we were not subject to the laws of nature, so too we are filled with bitachon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can answer my tefillah even if it's l'mala min hateva. So that it's a mala in tefillah. If you precede your tefillah with geula, what ends up happening is that you are so full of bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he will answer your tefillahs even the ma'ala min hateva. So tefillah requires geula to precede it, says Rabbeinu Yonah, and geula requires a tefillah after it. That's the Rabbeinu Yonah. So I want to understand this a little bit deeper and perhaps give another twist. Let's see if we can take this in and really dissect it. It's a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara is in Yevamos, it says like this. Why is it, says the Gemara, that our avos and imaos were all barren? Why is it? Avraham Avinu couldn't have children. Sarah certainly couldn't have children. Rivka couldn't have children. Yitzchak couldn't have children. Says the Gemara, why is it that our avos and imaos were barren? Akurim hey. Answers the Gemara, you know why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mis'aver l'tfilosan shel tzaddikim. The Rabbani Shalom wants us to pray. The Rabbani, hey, he doesn't need us to pray, but he wants that we should pray. Because when we pray, when we daven, then we attain the highest level of connection to him, which is the ultimate good, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give the world, his ultimate good. So our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through tefillah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mis'aveh the tefillah from the Shal Tzaddikim. He desires very much that Tzaddikim should put down. But what emerges from this is an amazing thing. That under the laws of nature, under the laws of Teva, we should not be. There should not be no such thing as Klal Yisrael. We came from Akurim. We came from people who could not, b'derech HaTeva, have children. So the only thing, and the only reason that we exist is because the others stopped, the others prayed. So not only, as the Gemara says, Tzivus always tiknu, that Avraham Avinu daven shachris, and Yitzchak daven mincha, and Yankiv was mesakein arvis, more than that. It's not just that they bequeathed to us tefillah. They bequeathed to us our existence through tefillah. Without tefillah, there'd be no such thing as Klal Yisrael. So the Gemara then tells us, it's another Gemara, Baruch Baba Basra, amazing thing. I think it's a familiar thing. I think even Britain and the Drashim bring it. The Avraham Avinu had a gem around his neck, carried a gem, and it says that anyone who was mistakel in this gem, anyone who looked at this magoli, that's the lashon that Gemara uses, was misrata. If you were ill, you were healed. You looked at the gem. Yeah, now, what does this mean? I mean, is that your image of Avraham Avinu? Got this big chain around his neck with this big diamond around. I mean, what is this gem that Avraham Avinu carried around his neck? So we have to understand. I think that it's fundamental to understand that that's not the way Chazal is talking to us. It's not giving us imagery of fairy tales. What is a neck? I want to ask you, what's a neck? What do we need necks for? Why everybody doesn't give us a neck? So you'd obviously have to say, the only reason that you have a neck is to somehow connect your head to the rest of your body. I mean, you could have put your neck out, your head onto your shoulders and finished. What do I need a neck for? It gets in the way with the shirts and all that. I mean, what do you need a neck? So clearly, a neck has an important significance to it. What is the significance? Are you familiar that the Pasuk says that when Yosef and Binyamin met, it says, Vayipol al tzavarei Binyamin vayef, ochiv vayef, ubinyamin bocha al tzavarov. I mean, is that where you cry? All right, they hugged each other. So I have to know that they had exactly in the neck. So what did Chazal tell us? Why did they cry? Because Yosef saw al tzavarei, by the way, he uses it in the Russian rabbi, the plural. What did Yosef see? Yosef saw the destruction of the Botei Mikdosh, which the first Beis HaMikdash, the second Beis HaMikdash was going to be Chalkoi Shel Binyamin. That Binyamin was going to have the Beis HaMikdash in his area. So he saw that the Beis HaMikdash was going to be destroyed, the Botei Mikdash are going to be destroyed, so he cried. And Yosef cried on Binyamin's neck. Why did Yosef cry on Binyamin's neck? Because he saw Mishkan Shiloh, which was in the chelka of Yosef, and that was going to be destroyed. So we have here somehow a connection between the neck and the Beit HaMikdash. Let's understand the neck. What is the neck? The whole purpose of the neck is to connect my body, my corpus, my physical body, all the systems of my body, to the Mekor HaChayim, to the Mekor HaChiyus, to the brain, to my head, to where the Neshama resides. That's the whole purpose of a neck. It's a connection. It's a gateway, as it were. A gateway which links the head to the body. Isn't that exactly what the Beis HaMikdash was supposed to serve as? Isn't that the place, the one place on this entire universe where the Gemara says, Shomaya, Shomaya v'ara nashoku, heaven and earth. El Yomim, Tachzonim come together. Where do they come together? Where is it evident that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence was constantly manifest? Was in the Beis HaMikdash. And more centrally, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And even more, at the Oren. As Chazal say, Oren Eino Min Amidah. The Oren is an amazing thing. You walked into the Beis HaMikdash, you saw the Oren, I opened up the Parashas, you saw the Oren, you also saw... You saw Hashem's manifestation in the world. Because the Oren was a box. It was a box. It was physical. The Oren took up so much and so much space, supposedly. It was so long and so wide. You hit it, it made noise. It was gold, it was wood. But if you measured from one edge of the Oren to the wall, it was 10 amos. Another, from the other edge to the other wall, it was 10 amos. And you measured the outside of the Oren, Kodesh HaKadoshim, it was 20. What does that mean?
It didn't take up space.
Well, in our world, there is no such thing. Physical world is a world of limitation, of boundaries, of gvulim. There's no such thing as something not taking up place, space. And yet, here we have a physical object manifested in this world that didn't take up any space.
So what was the Beit HaMikdash? The Beit HaMikdash was the Makom where Elyonim, the spiritual world, Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the Tachtonim, and we in the physical world, connect.
That's a neck. Takes that which is spiritual, your thoughts, the Machshava. Mar says that the Ois Yud is the Ois HaMachshava. The Yud, because the Yud is the most spiritual of all letters. It's a dot. It's a point. No, how big is the point? It's infinitesimal, can be, and it can be infinite. The point. Point is nothing. And yet, it is something. It is spiritual. The Yud always represents Machshava, says the Svara. Why? Because it's not part of the physical world. You can't, what do? You smell a thought? You hold a thought, hear a thought, touch a thought. Spiritual truth. Yankov Avinu said when he came to the Makom HaMikdash, Ze Shar HaShamayim. What does Shar mean? Shar is a gateway. It's a gate that it's the point at which both sides connect. That's the Beit HaMikdash, and that's why when Yosef saw Binyamin that the Beit HaMikdash was going to be destroyed, that was in his chalik, he cried on his neck, and that's why Yosef cried on Binyamin. Binyamin cried on Yosef's neck. Avram Avinu carried a gem around his neck. I don't know. I'm sure Chazal, the imagery that they're trying to give us is a gem. But what they were focusing on, when you have a gem, what do? You focus on that point. It draws your attention to that point. The focus of Avraham Avinu, when anybody looked at Avraham Avinu and he looked at his neck, they saw Chibur Shamayim V'aretz. That's what Avraham Avinu brought into the world. Avraham Avinu showed the world that there's a connection between the physical and the spiritual. I can look up in the heavens, and I'm not going to look at the sun and the moon and the stars and the hosts of heaven, and v'nidakta v'hishtaka v'yisor, I will be astray and I'll bow. That's not what the Shamayim is all about. Tachas HaShemesh, that which is below the sun, the physical world in and of itself is a demonstration of Ruchni. Avraham Avinu stood alone. That's why he was called Avraham HaYivri. He was on Eger Echon, and the whole world was on the other side. What does that mean? Avraham Avinu, you know, I've had to do in my life somewhat with Balei Tshuva. People who have made vast changes in their lives. Vast, enormous changes. To define it, I somehow like to point out to our Olam and say to them, imagine one day you wake up and that's it, it's finished. You had enough. Yes, you know, I can't. Can you imagine remaining in Golders Green without your yarmulke and driving on Shabbos? Huh? Imagine such a thing? All your friends? Everybody who knew you? Off the beard, off the pay, or something like that. You're sitting in Golders Green. And you're going to stay here. You changed your whole life. It would be horrific. Horrific! You couldn't do it! You'd have to leave. Imagine these people that continue, that change their lives, mikotze lakotze, with a disdain, in a sense, that's what the other people perceive, a rejection of everything that they had before. So that's hard enough. But imagine if you were going up in that position, not just to your friends, and not just to your relatives, and not just to your neighborhood, but to the whole world. You're the nutter. You're the crazy one. You're a mishugana. That was Avraham Avinu. The whole world from Emoi Shan. We're on the way to Zorah. On the way to Zorah. But who was they before him? Says the Rambam. That Avraham Avinu was together with them. He was on the way to Zorah until he realized. And he changed. Alone. Without help. Without, can I put in a commercial here? Without Project C. So they were all subject to Pen Tisa, Necha, Shemaima, the Ra'isa, Shemesh, the Ayurveach, the sun, the moon,
Kol Torah Shemayim v'nitachto v'yishtach avisa. That was the way the world was. What about Avraham Avinu? Oh, Avraham Avinu is so bara imeinechem. Lift up your eyes heavenward, uru, and see me bara eile. He looked up Shemayim, and what did he see? He saw the sun. Same sun. Saw the moon. He saw the laws of gravity. He saw the theory of relativity too. And what did he determine? Me, bara eile. Who created this? That there's a bara eile. You looked at Avraham Avinu's neck and you became healed. What does that mean? What is illness? All illness. The person's part of the body is ill. What does it mean? It means it's disconnected. It's disconnected to the Makar HaChius. That which gives it life, that which feeds it, that's which the flow of Chius, which gives this particular Aver existence in life, somehow there is a blockage. Very interesting. The Pasuk and the Amis Vachaya in Azinu. I cause death. I give life. Mochasti Bani Erpa. What's Mochasti? I cause illness. Bani Erpa. And I'll heal. As I said. So it says the Sifri. What is Mochasti Bani Erpa? Mochasti means I made a machitza. I made a separation between El Yoinim and Tachtonim, whereas El Yoinim do not die, the Tachtonim die. So the word Machat, illness, is a mechitza. Well, that's the pshat. A mechitza means it's something that blocks, it's a barrier between that which I need to be connected to and that which I'm not connected to. And if I'm not connected, that mechitza causes illness. How do you say refuah? Another term for refuah. There's another Yirmi that says refuah is ta'ala ein lecha. Ta'ala is another word for refuah. What's a ta'ala? A ta'ala is a canal. Ta'alat Suez is the Suez canal. What's a canal? It allows things to flow. It allows for there to be a connection. It connects two parts. That's a ta'ala. Refuah is a ta'ala. When the flow is... They knew Chinese medicine way, way before they even decided to talk about it. Again from Avraham Avinu. What's a ta'ala? A ta'ala means that there's a connection, a flow between the Makar HaChayim from the chius, that which gives life, and that which requires life. That's what Avraham Avinu taught us. Look at the heavens. Look at the sun. You'll see the sun, and you can perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look at the precision of the sun. Look at the precision of the world. Look at how everything in our world, all the laws of nature, it's fakir. It's just the opposite. There are those that want to say problems, questions, science. It's just the opposite. That's what Avraham Avinu taught us. Look at the world. Look at the laws of nature. The precision. You think we were just placed here in this particular spot where in this entire universe, the earth was placed in the exact position in relationship to the sun to allow life. 1 degree to the left, 1 degree, we would freeze, 1 degree to the right, and we would fry. All by accident. Just so happened. So, Umar and Menechem, Uru Umi Bareila, you can look up and you can see who created it. You can see the Rabbi Meshulayim. That's what Avraham Avinu taught us. And once he taught us that, so they took the gem, which is Avraham Avinu's neck, that chibur, and he hung it in the heaven. He hung it in the sun. Why? To teach us that you can look at the sun too and see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can see me bara eile. Chazal tell us also that besides the fact that we daven because of the others gave us shachris, nimcha, and ma'arvis, there's another reason why we daven. We daven because of tefillah keneged tmidim tiknum. That our tefillah was in corresponding to the korban tamid, one in the morning, one in the evening. And then the emurim, which were on the mizbeach, and it has to do with the korbanos. Why? Because again, tefillah avodah shebelev, it's the avodah of our heart. Tamidim is avodah. That's where the avodah took place in the Beis Hamikdash, and that's the way you connect. Very interesting that the tamid, which was shekachim, was always shechted b'tzofoy on the north side of the mizbeach. Another time, because there's a very interesting thing. The Tamid shall shachar, The morning Tamid, where was it checked in? On the northwest corner. The Tamid bin Abayim, where was that checked in? On the northeast corner. The evening one is on the east, and the morning one is on the west. What's it telling us? First of all, it's telling us it has to be the Tzafon. What is Tzafon? Tzafon is the place where the sun is least obvious. It's hidden. By the way, that's why Tzafon is called Tzafon, Tzafun, from hidden. What is hidden? The sun is least strong in the Tzafon. That's why it's so cold in the north. Doroim is Darom. That's where it dwells high. The sun is high. So it's warm. But why Tzafon? Because there's the least sun. Why in the morning Tamid Shel Shachar is northwest in opposition to the sun? Why in the evening is it northeast in opposition to the where the sun is? What's the point? You call yourself are not Tachas Hashemesh. We stand in opposition to the laws of nature. We are beyond the laws of nature. V'haraya, we shouldn't be. We should not exist. We come from a father who couldn't have children. We come from a mother who couldn't have children. Not only she couldn't have children, Sarah. It says the Sarah Akora ain't love lad. She was barren. She couldn't have a child. Obviously, that's redundant. If you're barren, you don't have a child. Say Chazal ain't love. They have lad. Not just that she she had no womb. Now, teva, according to the laws of nature, this can't be. What changed it? What changed it? The tefillas of the others. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Avil tefillas on Shel Tzadikim. You see what tefilla can do. Tefilla can override nature. In the Chet HaEgel, amazing thing. In the Chet HaEgel, so the pasuk brings Lemi Zohav v'Hisparku. Who has gold? Take it off. They took off the gold, they put it into the fire, and what did they say? Eila Elohecha Yisrael. Lemi Kesef. Mi Azov the Hisparku. Who has gold? Take it off. And then Eila Elohecha Yisrael. Says the Gra, an amazing thing. If you take Eila and you put it together with me, what do you get? Elohim. Elohim. By the way, it's not just Stam that it's Elohim, because that's the only Shem of Hashem that's the Lashon Rabbim. Because we see multiplicity in the world. And Elohim says it's all of Bria is with Elohim. Reish is born Elohim. The Shem Elohim tells us that all of the multiplicity has one source, one Makor. Multiplicity was that which was underpinning Avodah Zarah. And that's why in the Chet HaEgel it says, Eile, the multiplicity, Elohecha Yisrael. But if you are someone who is Su'u Moroi Neinechem, if you can lift your eyes heavenward, Uru'u, me Bora Eile. Me Bora Eile. The Eile and the me come together. Because that is what Klal Yisrael stands for. All of this, in defiance of the laws of nature, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants it for us. When are we obligated to daven? So the Rambam says that there is a mitzvah eser to daven once a day. You have a mitzvah eser to arise to daven once a day. The Rambam is chaylik. Rambam says no, there's no mitzvah at all in the arise to pray. But says the Chinuch, both the Rambam and the Rambam, everyone, all the Rishonim agree, there is a time in the Oraisa that you have an obligation to daven. That the Ramban brings, the Rav Shimon Bar Yochai never davened. Never davened! Because he's too busy learning Torah the whole time. His Torah was davening. His Torah was his chibur. So the Rabbi Yehuda davened once in 30 days. That's the way the Ramban brings the Rai, that it's not a chil the Oraisa to daven. But one time they all say, there's a chil, and the Lashon is more or less, v'chasher yetzar la'odom. If a person is in difficulty, in pain, in illness, in need, v'chasher yetzar la'odom ve'eino kare la'ashem, and he doesn't call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help, hare bitel eset zeh. Why? Because heiser hashgachos v'mil.
you took away HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha from you. We have a total distortion and a misunderstanding in Tefillah. We think that we have a need, so we pray. You need something. You need refuah, you need parnasa, you need children, you have a need, so we daven. That's the way. I remember I was once traveling on the motorway in America. I stopped at a rest stop and there was like this carousel. And it had bumper stickers. And it said there, when all else fails, try a prayer. You realize that that's total opposite. What do you mean when all else fails? We pray, we start out with tefillah. So when you have a need, you pray. That, I'm afraid, is a misconception. It's not true. You know why you have needs? So you should pray. It's not that when I have a need, I pray. It's that you have a need. The Rabbi Shalom made you thirsty. They should say, actually, I called the Abbot Bar. The Rabbi Shalom gave you a need, so you can pray. We need to pray. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us all of the needs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzvah, mitzvah shalom, self tzaddik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to doubt. Because that's the way we establish the neck, the chibur, between who we are and that which is above us. And that's how we enter into the Beit HaMikdash. You know, on some level, we're all tzaddikim. Pasuk says, V'amech kulam tzaddikim. We're all tzaddikim! So the Rabbanu Shlomo wants your tefillah. He wants his mis'av. Russian is not just that he wants. Not right there. Mis'av. There's a desire, a yearning for your tefillah. How much more so when we're in an Eis Tzara? And I don't think, without going into details, each and every one of us know that we're all in an Eis Tzara. If we are to rely on Derech HaTeva, then there is no answer. Not armies, not committees, not level heads, not doctors, not your business manager, not your accountant. No one is going to help us but Derech HaTeva. It's only because our whole existence is on the island of Tev, because we're not here. Only through tefillah. We say, Goymel chasodim toivim v'koinei hakoil v'zoicher chad de'ovois u'meidi goyel v'meidi meyem. Goymel chasodim toivim. That's the Rabbi Nishloilom's greatness. Koinei hakoil, everything goes back to him because he is the source of it all. V'zoicher chad de'ovois. And in the schus of the Ovois who bequeathed us tefillah, maybe Goyel is name Nahem. Perhaps that's an added dimension to Smichas Gula the tefillah. You want tefillah? You want Gula? You want Gula? Then you have to be connected to the Ovois. Zaycher Chazdei Ovois. Who maybe Goyel is name Nahem? That's us. You want Gula? You must connect to the Ovois. Now how can I connect to Avram Yitzchak and Yankiv? How do I connect? The Ovois, Ovois Tignum. You want a connection to the Ovois? That's Tefillah. Because not only did they bequeath us their schus, their Avoida, but they also gave to us Tefillah. And it is through that Tefillah, which the Ovois gave to us, that we're able to be Zaycha Tegula, which is of course that which is in the recesses of every Jewish heart at this moment, to have the Gula. So Kodesh Baruch Hu should give that each and every one of us should be Zoicha to Mevi Goyel Mevi Nehem L'man Shmoy B'Yahav.